This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross, who's off this week. Janie Fricke was one of the most popular country music vocalists of the 1980s. Between 1982 and 84, she scored 6 number one hits. Since then, her career has dimmed. But now she's back with an experiment in rearranging some of her biggest hits with bluegrass instrumentation. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the collection, Countryside of Bluegrass, is occasionally very successful.
You don't know the meaning of uncontrolled desire. You were always hanging just above the fire. Now and then you come close enough to just get warm, and you think that you win, 'cause you never give in and you never been burned. Oh, but you're gonna learn that you don't know love till it's...
Janie Fricke has had a long, winding career. She started out as a singer of TV commercial jingles, warbling for Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Red Lobster, among other clients. She then moved on to singing backup vocals for stars such as Elvis Presley, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly Parton. Taking another tentative step toward the limelight, she began singing duets with established male stars including Merle Haggard, Johnny Duncan, and Charlie Rich. Finally, she recorded a solo hit, Down to My Last Broken Heart, in 1981. It sounded like this. Now, decades after her last big hits, Fricke has moved on to bluegrass territory, rearranging some of her most well-known music on the album Countryside of Bluegrass. And so this is what Down to My Broken Heart sounds like when you sing it with fiddle and banjo behind it.
Well, I've been down to my last dime, down to the last dance, down to the last time, down to my last chance. Well, I've been down to nothing left at all, a time or two. But this time I think I'm down to something I can't afford to lose. I think I'm down to my last...
At her 1980s peak, Fricke was very much a pop country singer. She benefited from smooth, creamy production work by Billy Sherrill, and she always wanted to reach beyond the core country audience by putting bounce in her ballads. On Countryside of Bluegrass, however, she sounds as though she's riding a covered wagon, singing one of her 80s number one hits, Tell Me a Lie.
Tell me a lie, say I look familiar, even though I know that you don't know my name. Tell me a lie, say you just got in town, even though I've seen you here before, just hanging around.
That song, Tell Me a Lie, is an interesting one when you listen past Fricke's pretty vocal to focus on the lyric. She's picking up a guy whom she knows is married. But she's lonely, and she just wants him to lie, to say he's single, and take her to her place for the night. It's a rather bold variation on country music's perennial theme of cheating, with or without guilt. The bluegrass versions of her greatest hits work best when she's developing a more prosaic theme, falling for a more available guy who she knows is going to dump her, but she still can't resist that temporary thrill, as she does on He's a Heartache.
Well, you can't deny how good he looks. Couldn't find another on the cover of a book, believe me. Well, I've almost loved him once or twice. But don't be fooled by his innocent smile. Clever as a devil and just as wild. He's crazy, but a little crazy's kind of nice. Well, he's a heartache.
The weakest aspect of this album resides in some of Fricky's vocals. All those years of singing commercial jingles and accommodating duets with other stars smoothed over the edges in her voice, and she can sometimes sound merely slick. This is a move to regain some attention at a time when middle-aged women have a difficult time competing in the current Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood universe. And Janie Fricky uses the urgency she feels to sustain her career to flood her bluegrass with compelling emotion.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Janie Fricky's new album called Countryside of Bluegrass.